But the first hit he produced on one of the Motown labels, called Pamela, was for rhythm and blues artist Barrett Strong, written by Barry Gordy and James Bradford. A song that has been copied many a time.
He sat up in his opened window, looking quietly down at the path. A firefly flew in his room and flew right out again. Down jumped the prince, and he went again to find his radio.
This is 90.7 FM, WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill, the station that everyone loves.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more. Plus, advance notice of close-up conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Socrates, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org/support. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of One Universal Media of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
With foes on my left and fears on my right, they think that I'm all by myself in this fight. But they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, under fire, but my Goliath, standing in the shadow of the Almighty. I ain't lying, just testifying. Man, I'm talking about. My world in his hands, the monsters I face don't make me afraid when I know that I'm standing right next to him. Man, I'm talking about a big God, big God. When trouble comes around the way, only remedy for big odds is a big God. Ain't nobody gonna shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. I'm counting on a big God that they can't stop.
Shake my faith. No, I'm not afraid. Throw my hands up in praise for the times that he pulled me through. Beloved, we serve a big God. Hallelujah. We serve a big God. What does the word of God say, Brother Randall? He's God of all gods, King of all kings, Lord of all lords. Amen. Nothing too hard, nothing impossible, nothing too big for our God. Yes, beloved, that's who we're talking about. That's what we're here about. And this is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And this is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, in Catskill, New York. WGXC.org all the time. Yes, beloved, we are talking about our big God. Hey, Brother Randall, how are you today?
I am doing well, even though it's a rainy morning, a Sunday morning. We wish everybody a bright and happy Sunday, and we do indeed have the bright side here.
Amen. Us, because I'm not ready for all that yet, but you know, somebody said, don't get ready, be ready. So praying God to help us, Lord, along that way. But again, I want to shout out all of the participating churches as well, State Street and Shiloh and Payne and the United Methodist Churches, in Chatham and elsewhere around the county. Praise the Lord. And the Anointed Christian Fellowship, Overcome Ministries, of course, Faith Tabernacle Deliverance, Family Benevolent Services, just a host of people who were coming and ready to go. So we still serve a big God, and that's what we want to always remember. There are ups and downs and crazy turnarounds in life, and but we know that in the midst of all of it, if we keep our eyes on the Lord, hallelujah, we will have our feet and the light for our path as we keep on the King's highway. I want to just share the wonderful songs that we have for you today. Praise the Lord. We have a theme going on here today, and hallelujah. We want to be reminded. Oh, my goodness. Okay, for some reason, it's stuck. So we're going to go right to the next song, and then I'm going to come back and give you all the songs we're going to play for you today. How about that? Okay. Brother Randall, give us our next song. Praise the Lord. I'm going to come back in a minute and tell y'all everything, but my screen is frozen. Look at technology today. Y'all pray for me. It's been
no
a week.
Worries.
God bless you.
No worries. We got Whitney Martinez. God, you know. Hold on. My screen's not for a second. God, I know you got me. All right.
Thank you, sir.
This is happening as I look at everyone I see. Lost, broken, damaged souls looking for a place to call home. Then a feeling came over me. God, I know you got me. You never left my side. You got my attention. Open up my eyes. I pray to you daily, 'cause I'm scared for my life. I may not understand it now, but I trust you, Lord. I trust in you. To bring someone peace. The bad seems so ugly, especially over time. The good is so beautiful, renewing my whole mind. Because God, I know you got me. You never left my side. You got my attention and you open up my eyes. Because I'm scared for my life. I may not understand it now, but I trust you, Lord.
God, I know you got it. Yes, beloved, we know that the Lord has got this whole world. Yes, he didn't just leave us to the devices that are going on around us. But if we call him, he commands to do it. They're not alone.
Jesus can't feel no hurt. He cannot heal. All things work according to his purpose. Remember that God is all.
Miss Yolanda Adams. We have Worth Fighting For, Brian Courtney Wilson, Undefeated, Marvin Sapp, I'll Trust You, Lord, Donnie McCurkin, You Are My Rescue Story, Brother Zach Williams. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Let the music play.
You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. No heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure. You meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love. There's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving by faith and not by sight towards victory. By the power of your might, you're straightening out my path, opening every door. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Separate me from your love when there's so much more. Yeah.
Still worth fighting.
Eyes haven't seen,
ears haven't heard
all your plans for me.
And nothing
can separate me from your love when there's so much more. Still worth fighting for. That's why I'm pressing towards the mark. Cause the calling on my life is worth fighting for. And I'll keep my mind stayed on you, Jesus. Because the peace it brings is worth fighting for. And I'll be faithful to my wife and children. Because my family is worth fighting for. No, this world is not my home, but your kingdom here is worth fighting for. I got a mansion over in glory, and my new home is worth fighting for. Till I see it, I'll shout out hallelujah.
It's worth it.
Hallelujah.
It's so worth it.
Hallelujah.
to your spirit right now. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. There is so much more. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Oh, yeah.
Infatuated with their own fame. Some self-proclaim they're the gold. History provides that my God's the one. No losses, he's won the most. Undefeated champion.
You're listening to WGXC, SMC, Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online all the time. And listen, we're having some technical difficulties in our studio today, but with the transmissions, but our management team is working on it. So if we go out, we'll come back, but we're going on. We're going to keep on going forward, all right? Because God and us together, we are a majority and we are undefeated. We are undefeated. He is the champion and the ruler of the world. So we're going to keep on with the music that is for the mind, the heart, and the soul today as we continue to let the music play. I'll trust you, Lord. And a little story about that. The Lord asked me some years ago, I started to live a particular kind of journey in my ministry life. And God spoke to me, I believe, and said, will you trust me? And this song ministered to me so many times, so many times. I'm so happy to share it with you. I'll trust you, Lord. Brother Donnie Bishop, Pastor Donnie McKirkland, and you are my rescue story. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today.
What if you call me and don't feel me near you? Will you still trust me? What if I tell you to let go of the very thing that you think you have to hold? Will you trust me? Yes. I'll trust you, Lord. What if it costs my life? Yes. I'll trust you, Lord. What if I lose the very thing I love so dear? Yes. Somebody say, yes, I'll trust you, Lord. Somebody say, yes. Come on, put your hands up and say, yes, I'll trust you. I'll trust you. I'll trust you. I can hear Jesus singing. He says this.
I know the thing is easy. Everything is going well, but can you still believe in me when your life's a living hell? Oh, and when all the things around you seem to quickly fade away, there's just one thing I really want to know. Will you let go?
I trust you, Lord.
Will you stand on my word?
I trust you, Lord.
Against all odds, will you believe what I have said? Impossible.
I trust you, Lord.
Will you believe?
I trust you,
you
can attend to. Every believer join in saying, every step I take, I will. Oh, 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 in my troubled time,
I will.
Try. In my sadness,
I will.
Trust you.
Try.
In all of my hurt,
I will.
give
beloved. I have a rescue story. You listening to me, you probably have a rescue story too. Hallelujah. I know that some people, they look for their rescue. They look for their solace in all kinds of things, all kinds of schemes and ways to find relief when we're going through. But I'm here to let you know that we have one who will fight our battles, who says we are worth fighting for. Those who have experienced the grace of God are sharing and pouring out their hearts in song. And I just want to pour out to you today. I had a show, Randall and I had our Tuesday afternoon talk show, and our theme was aligned with the theme for the month, the national theme for suicide prevention awareness. And I was so moved by the program and the feedback that we got from it that I immediately knew I wanted to go into this very difficult and sensitive subject on today. So I don't want to trigger anybody. If you can hang in there with me, hang in there, because we want to have, we want to give you some help. We want to give you some hope. Hope and encouragement in the difficult days. And hallelujah, I want to share from some of the stories in the Bible of people who just wanted to give it all up, just wanted to call it quits. I know there have been times in my life where I've said, stop the world, God, I want to get off. Amen. Anybody out there ever felt that way? Maybe feeling that way right now? Yes, well, it's not strange to God. It's not new to God. This Bible gives us stories of people who felt very similarly and had some very difficult challenges that they had to face and to overcome, and that they found that they could overcome it by just hanging on for God. There was a prophet Elijah, and he had done marvelous works for the Lord, exploits for the Lord. God showed up for him time and time again. And then subsequently, he received the scorn and the hate of the ruler, ruler's wife, Queen Jezebel. And she put a bounty out on him. She put a hit out on him. She promised him that he was not going to survive. And in 1 Kings chapter 19, Elijah said, I've had enough, Lord. Take my life. But God did not answer that prayer. What he did was he sustained him, beloved. He sustained him and he gave him encouragement. In the word of God and regarding the prophet Jonah, who was a reluctant prophet, he didn't want to go and preach to the people about what was going to come because he knew that God was merciful and God might change his mind and then he'd look stupid in front of the people. So he didn't want to step out and do what God was calling him to do. And so he ran and a storm ensued that was catching up the people that were around him. And he was like, I'm the reason this has happened. You just throw me overboard. He just wanted it to be ended as well. But what God did was he allowed a great fish to swallow him up. And some stories tell it as a great whale. And for some people that might seem too fantastical, and it might consider it to be an allegory. But, you know, recently there was a story in the news about a whale that swallowed up two people in a canoe or a kayak or some kind of boat like that and swallowed them up and then spit them out. Amen. So, you know, these things that seem impossible to us really are not impossible with God. Then there was the story of Job, and Job had it all going on. He was well-known and respected in the community, had a beautiful family and successful children. And then the adversary said, you know, Job is only serving you because you're so good to him. But if you allow me to deal with him, he'll curse you. He'll curse you. And God said, okay, but you can't take his life. And the devil did all he could to take Job's faith and to call Job to even curse God so that he could die. And Job got to a point where he was saying that, I wish I was never born. He was saying that, I wish that I had expired the moment I came into this world. These examples, beloved, are telling us of extreme moments of extreme despair and anguish that are experienced by some of the biblical heroes and the biblical characters that we learn and study and read and get a glimpse of what life can be like in its darkest days, in its hardest times, and how God is faithful to keep us. And he knows what we're going through. He knows the emotional struggles that we face. He knows that it's not always easy or a bed of roses. He knows that in this human experience, sometimes we'll suffer. And he knows that in those times, we need the support of divine. I attempted to take my life, and not just once, but more than once. And I thank God that he did not allow the thief to steal my life. Oh, beloved. And I know for those who have experienced a loved one, a friend or neighbor or relative or someone, you know, other that you heard of who committed death by suicide, that, you know, your pain is there. But this is an appeal to you to know that God can help you and get through that. He knows the struggle. He knows the distress. He knows the stress. And he will help you. He can help you to recover. He can help you to get through it. And for those who are feeling like, you know, stop the world, I want to get off, I can't take it anymore, know that you're not alone. Know that, you know, the Bible is replete. I can share other stories and instances where the cares of life, the stresses of life, the work of the enemy who comes to kill and to steal and destroy was so great that people were despairing even to warning of death. But God came through with divine sustenance, divine intervention, divine encouragement. And beloved, God is coming through for you today with the same. If I had succeeded, beloved, you would not be hearing my voice. If I had succeeded, I would not have known the joy of motherhood, and my son would not be here, and his sons would not be here. My youngest grandson just got elected to the student council. He's so excited. Amen. And these are the things I would have missed. Beloved, I'm here to make an appeal. You can have this rescue story. Don't quit in the dip. Just say, Lord, I'll trust you, Lord. What if it causes me to hurt? I'm going to trust you, Lord. What if I lose it all, the loved one, the very one I love? I'll trust you, Lord. God says, beloved, that you're worth fighting for, and he is in it with us. He is fighting for us, and he will work through us. Give him a chance. Don't give up on God. God won't give up on you. Amen. Remember, there's a thief that wants to steal and kill and destroy, but Jesus came that we could have life and have it abundantly. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and I just want you to know that we can trust in God, and with God, we can. We got more music for the heart and the mind and the soul, and after that, I'll come back with my final word.
Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood, and what he did.
trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect son.
Sometimes, God, where were you? There's a poem called Footprints in the Sand. And the writer says, Lord, I looked at these footprints in the sand, and I saw there were times when there were two sets of footprints, but I also saw that in my darkest times, my hardest times, there was only one set of footprints. Where were you? And God said, those are the times I carried you. All right, beloved, God will carry us through. Don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. I'm here to share that there is hope. There is hope for you. There's hope for me too. All right. God loves us. Yes, he does. He sent his only begotten son into this world. And what more could he do? Ah, beloved. But we do have another kingdom here. He wants to set up, wants to kill, wants to steal, wants to destroy. Don't let him have his way. All right. You trust in God. He is our Savior. He is a Savior. And he won't fail. Well, beloved, our last song is With God I Can by Bishop Larry Trotty. But before we go, I just want to put up a prayer and say, Father God, I thank you for the opportunity that you give us to share over the airways, Lord, to speak life and light into lives and those who hear, God, those who you draw to this station. God, I thank you, Lord, for the power of prayer, God, because prayer does avail much, Lord. I thank you, oh God, that, Lord, that when we don't understand, when it seems too much to bear and like it's going to crush us, I thank you, Lord, that as we seek you, God, you help give us light. You help lighten the pathway. You help lighten the load, God. I pray for anybody under the sound of my voice, Lord, who has had a hard, hard season, God. But I pray that they will be encouraged, that they will draw us closer to you and receive strength from you, God. Oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, for victory in Jesus' name, Christ, our Savior. Beloved, if you're having a birthday this month, I celebrate you and I say happy birthday to you. Keep on keeping on, beloved. That's God's way of telling you, keep on trucking, baby. All right. Remember, no matter how great a day or how dark the clouds may be, the sun is still here. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. You just hang in there. You don't quit in the dip. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and this is my song and plea for you that you will know too. With God, I can. God bless you, beloved.
And thank you for sending or spending your Sunday with us on WGXE 90.7 FM.
Come on, make some noise up in this house tonight. Come on, make some noise.
Too hard for you.